Standing in the lush green grass of Buffalo's Delaware Park, golf icon Jack Nicklaus gave his estimation of the city's public park system on Monday.
What Olmsted did was he did a park, and he put a little bit of golf in it for recreation. Of course, he did other things. He did soccer fields and baseball fields and everything else in the park, too, which is what a park is all about. So I don't think you want to change that. I think you want to enhance it.
Nicklaus is talking about plans for two of the Olmsted Parks Conservancy's golf courses, which he's been enlisted to redesign. In a proposal put forth by Buffalo attorney Kevin Gaughan, he would restore more vegetation in the Delaware Park course, give it some modern enhancements, and keep the 18 holes within it. At South Park, next to the city's botanical gardens, the current 9-hole course would be removed after a new course was built on land along Hopkins Street. Gaughan says the project's estimated budget stands at $42 million and is intended to be funded without public money.
And that includes both construction, design and construction of the South Buffalo course, contributing to the Conservancy by making a substantial donation to help them remove the golf course and restore and begin to fully revive the Arboretum. Most important, the reason why that number is so high is it also includes establishment of a $12 million perpetual trust.
That trust was a requirement for Nicklaus to get involved. It ensures the work he and his company will do at cost will be maintained in the years to come. But more than just some new holes to sink a ball into, the plan also calls for creation of a center for education and job training in golf-related vocations, like land conservation, course maintenance, and botany. Lucy Lawless co-chairs the National Association for Olmsted Parks and calls the project one of a kind in the country. She says nothing is more valuable than its education component.
In my experience working with, I'm retired from the National Park Service, that we are not training the next generation around historic landscapes, horticultural services, the care of trees, arborists, and this, none of these parks survive unless you are fully engaged and have people who know how to take care of them.
Reverend Mark Blue, president of the Buffalo chapter of the NAACP and a member of the project's committee, says having the Center for Education will do a lot for Buffalo's Black and Latino youth.
They need this project to stay where it is so we can have an opportunity to excel in all other areas, not only in sports, but advancement of the horticulture society as well.
But with a portfolio of golf courses built in 45 countries around the world, Jack Nicklaus could have done his next design anywhere. He says he agreed to work in Buffalo because he likes causes and envisions the project's mix of recreation, education, and job creation as a model for the scores of public parks Frederick Law Olmsted designed across the country. But building in an Olmsted park presents concerns, especially for Buffalo Olmsted Park's executive director, Stephanie Crockett.
We just need to make sure that anything that is proposed meets with the fact that this park is on the National Register of Historic Places. You can't just start building mounds and bunkers, and there's a lot that would need to go into it.
This isn't the first major restoration to take place in Buffalo's parks in recent history. Think the River Rock Garden in Riverside Park and the 5-acre splash pad at MLK Park. But Crockett and her team are ultimately in charge of those major changes in partnership with the City of Buffalo. Both entities have to give their approval before any kind of construction on new golf courses can begin. And there's already a vision in place for many of those sites, including Delaware Park.
Our master plan calls for the restoration of the meadow, bringing back more of the meadow for all users. And so a reduction in the impact of the golf course is what we've had in our master plan since 2008. So we would hope that any proposal for design would take that into consideration.
The design stage is still in its infancy. So in the meantime, Gaughan, Nicklaus, and their committee are soliciting donors and scouting the golf courses more closely. Nicklaus says if the project is approved and funded, redesign of the Delaware Park course could be completed within the span of a spring to fall time frame. And he says creation of the new South Park course would take longer. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.